Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 58. Shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the descendants of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all of your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast that I have chosen? Only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here am I." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called the repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride in triumph on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And so God gives his people some instructions as to what's truly important to him. First, he instructs Isaiah to call his people. Verse 1, shout it aloud, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the descendants of Jacob their sins. And so that kind of sets the premise for everything that follows. And then the Lord asks about their patterns of fasting alongside of their lives that don't line up with the fast that seems to seek the Lord. Verse 2, for day after day they seek me, they seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of God. Yet, on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all of your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot do as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast that I have chosen? Therefore, the Lord is saying that this is not the kind of fast that's acceptable to the Lord. Just going through the motions of abstaining from food and then living wicked lives that are not in agreement with the Lord's ways. This doesn't make our fasting pleasing to the Lord. And so then the Lord gives them the contrast of the more substantive issues that he's concerned about more so than ceremonial fast with no meaning. He says, "Is not this the kind of fasting I've chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood." So obviously this is not literal fasting, but this is as unto the Lord, to set the oppressed free, to share food with the hungry, to provide for the poor person some shelter, to clothe them, to provide for your own flesh and blood. These are the things that the Lord is interested in. These things are substantive and not ceremonial. And so he then tells them, if you listen, then all will be well with you. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, verse 8, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. And friends, we all want that. We want our healing to quickly appear. We want the glory of the Lord to be our rear guard. God goes on to say that he will bless them if they genuinely care for the needy and the oppressed. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, "Here am I." If you do away with the yoke of oppression and do away with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become as noonday. And so the Lord will guide his people if they behave in this way. He'll satisfy their needs. He says they will be like well-watered gardens. Their people will rebuild the ancient ruins, and they will be called repairer of broken walls and the restorer of streets and dwellings. And so the Lord encourages his people to find joy in him. Yes, absolutely. But he also encourages his people to focus on the things that God is concerned about. God is concerned about the needy. God is concerned about the poor wanderers. God is concerned about those who are our own flesh and blood. He desires for us to be aware and concerned and loving with those people who have less than we have. And the Lord promises a blessing. He said, if you do this, then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. And the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. So, Father, forgive us where we have gone through the motions in religion and not really drilled down on the things that are significant in your eyes. Lord, forgive us for not noticing the poor, not noticing the hungry, not noticing those who are oppressed and suffering from injustice. Help us, Lord, to be cognizant of these situations. Help us, Lord, to lean into them with assistance and prayer and concern. Help us, Lord, remind us to take care of our own flesh and blood, whether that be aged relatives or children or extended family. Lord, you're very concerned that we are interested in the well-being of our own families. And Lord, when we do these things, we pray that our light would break forth like the dawn, and we pray that your healing would come to us and quickly appear in each of our lives. Lord, guard us front, rear, and all around. And we pray these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.